Hi, I'm Annie, and you're listening to Renewed, where every episode we share our experiences, advice, and things that genuinely need to be discussed. But I'm sure it will help you to become renewed. Bye. Hey guys, welcome back to Renewed. This is Annie for anyone that's new. And on today's episode, I will be discussing the topic of God is not done with you. And I really feel passionate about this episode because honestly, I've needed constant reminding that God is not done with me. And I just wanted to share why God is not done with you. And I just pray that this helps someone, even if it just helps one person. I just pray that this helps somebody. So the message is kind of clear. God is not done with you yet. And we go through difficult times, we go through difficult storms, and we think that where's God? And we're thinking, why hasn't God seen me through this storm, you know? Why did God allow this storm to happen? But honestly, everything's done for a reason, and we can't blame God for everything. We can't blame God for the storm that we're going through, because sometimes life just throws things, there's no obstacles in your way to kind of throw you off track, and we think that it's God who's doing it, but it's honestly not sometimes. And sometimes life is just teaching us a lesson. And one thing about life that has really taught me something is that your hardest moments builds true character. I got this from a video that my brother shared with me. I'll put it in the bio so you can watch it for yourself. But honestly, life teaches you so many lessons. And maybe we're thinking, hey, why is this happening to me? I've been such a good person. I've done all that I need to do. Why am I going through this storm? And honestly, life is not about being a good person, if I'm honest. It's about trusting God. It's all about trusting Him. And life has really, it throws things in the way to throw you off track, throws you off guard. But just you have to remember that God is for you. God is always with you. And He's not done with you yet. Who do you think woke you up this morning? It wasn't yourself, unfortunately. It was God. Who do you think protects you from things that are unknown? God. Literally God. And honestly, we don't give enough credit to God for all that He does in our lives. Because even the littlest things God does, we usually take it for granted. And we need to stop doing that, honestly. But I would be a hypocrite if I said that I didn't always give credit to God for the things that He's done in my life. Because God has seen me through a lot of difficult times. And honestly, I used to question my purpose all the time. I still do. I never knew what my purpose was. I was always questioning, why am I here? Why? I don't deserve to be here. Why has God brought me here? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do here? And I still don't know what my purpose is, but I'm slowly starting to figure it out. And it's doing this, inspiring people, talking to people about things that I can kind of relate to, you know? I'm kind of using my experience to guide people and inspire people that you're not alone and God's got you. God has got you, trust me. And the scripture that I've been kind of reflecting on in the last year and will continue to reflect on this year is Hebrews 13 verse 6. And it says, if God is for me, who can be against me? And I love that scripture so much because we often forget that God is with us. God is everywhere. Like, He's probably sitting next to you right now. And We forget sometimes that God is there, which we need to start remembering. But in every trial and every storm that you go through, just remember that God is with you. So no one can be against you. Even your enemies who plan to harm you, God is protecting you from them. Because God sees everything, He hears everything, He hears what we don't hear, and He sees us do things we don't think that we need to go, we need to go through, if that makes sense. And life honestly is so hard. It is so hard. I wish someone could write a whole guide on how to get through this, how to get through that. What am I supposed to do in this situation? What am I supposed to do in that situation? But unfortunately, that's not the case. And we kind of just need to go through life and grow as people. And honestly, one of my biggest storms that I've gone through in my lifetime is my mom passing away. She passed away when I was 13 years old and 7 years ago, and that shook me to the core, if I'm honest. That changed everything for me. And at that point, I wasn't saved. But when I did get saved, it was the best decision I've ever made. Yes, I'm not still over my mom passing away. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. But honestly, the only reason why I'm getting through it is with God. Because if I didn't have God getting me through that storm, I wouldn't be here right now, if I'm honest. And we just need to remember to let God in when we're going through storms. Trust me, just the best decision you can make is letting God in, welcome Him in. Because honestly, when you're going through situations and you have God, it doesn't seem so bad, you know? Because God is our protector, He's our provider. He cares about us so much. We're His children, and He doesn't want us to be sad. He wants us to find joy in all the storms that we go through. And we need to remember that God is not finished with us yet. We've got a purpose. We just need to talk to God about it. Let Him show you what your purpose is, and He will show you, I promise you. And my biggest challenge is remembering that God is for me. Because when I'm going through storms, I feel so alone. I honestly do. I feel like no one is in my corner fighting for me. I feel like the whole world is against me. But the one person who's not against me is God. And He sees me through all that I go through. And He will see you through everything that you go through as well. So my challenge for you this year is to let God in. Welcome Him in with open arms. Just let Him guide you. Let Him use you in all that you do. Let Him see you through your pain. Let Him see you through your hurting. Because God knows when we're hurting. He really is. And He's just waiting for us to let Him in. So my challenge for you this year is let God in and trust Him wholeheartedly. That's the challenge I'm going to be taking part in as well. Just trusting God, because it's the best thing you can do. But I thank you guys for listening to this episode, and I just pray once again that it helps somebody. I pray that you meditate on God's word constantly. The scripture I'll be meditating on more and more this year is Hebrews 13, verse 6. Like, that is such a powerful scripture. But I pray that you guys have an amazing day, evening, whenever you listen to this podcast. I just pray that you guys have a happy year. Happy New Year, guys, as well. It's a year of new goals, transformation, and growth. But I pray that you guys have an amazing New Year. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode. And you can keep up with me on my social medias. I'll put them in the bio, and I'll put that video in as well, because that video is so powerful. It is amazing. But I just pray that you guys have an amazing year once again, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye.